You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hey, brand builders. I hope to see you live and in person at this fall's 6th annual Social Brand Forum. Digital marketing smarts in the heart of the heartland, right here in Iowa City, Iowa. Join past on-brand guests like Jason Falls, Melissa Agnes, Marcus Sheridan, and more. Listeners of the show get the best rate when they use promo code ONBRAND. Learn more and register now at socialbrandforum.com.
Welcome to On Brand, a podcast for brand builders by brand builders. Here's your host, Nick Westergaard of Brand Driven Digital.
Hey, brand builders, have we got a show for you? This week's guest is Hamilton Perkins. Hamilton Perkins is the founder of the Hamilton Perkins Collection, an e-commerce retailer offering designer travel bags at an affordable price while holding the highest standards of social and environmental performance, accountability, and transparency. Hamilton Perkins Collection has been featured in Forbes, Fast Company, The Washington Post, and Money Magazine. Hamilton Perkins Collection has hosted trunk shows at Bloomingdale's and was the winner of the 2016 Virginia Velocity Tour Business Pitch Competition hosted by the Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Prior to starting Hamilton Perkins Collection, Hamilton was an investment advisor at Merrill Lynch and earlier worked as an analyst at Bank of America. He has also served in a leadership capacity with various nonprofit organizations and has been recognized for his volunteer work and service hours assisting low-income populations. Hamilton is also a contributing blogger for the Huffington Post. Hamilton, welcome to On Brand.
Thank you so much, Nick. I really appreciate being here.
Well, as I was saying before we hopped on, I love talking with brand builders of all sorts, but especially those that are, you know, the founders themselves that can talk about some of their vision and insight. And the other interesting thing, I think, is that not only are you the founder of a company, the creator of a brand in your own right, but it is a brand that bears your name. So it's an interesting intersection of a startup brand, a personal brand, and so much else. So we're on an elevator. I am told that you have started the Hamilton Perkins Collection. Presumably it's a long elevator ride as I think about this. But how did you get here? How did you, what got you to where you are today?
Yeah, it was a personal problem that really got me here. I was looking for a bag that I could travel with and that I could be excited about. And at the time, the bag didn't really exist. So I looked online, I looked in department stores, figured out that the only way to get this bag was going to be to actually manufacture it myself. So I sourced materials, created some samples, ended up pre-selling it to classmates. I was going to William & Mary at the time, getting my MBA, and had pre-orders, eventually moved that to online and ran a Kickstarter campaign. We had a $10,000 goal. We hit the goal in about a week. We had a six-month lead time before we could actually manufacture the products and deliver them. We ended up, like you said, we won the Virginia Velocity Tour. That was a $25,000 grant from the governor of the Commonwealth and a venture capital firm called Village Capital. We closed the year out at Bloomingdale's in New York City, where we hosted a one-day trunk show, and we had a really kind of, you know, home run there, and came back to Virginia, shipped out all of the pre-orders to the early customers, and started our e-com store. And, you know, from there, kind of just have been building our inventory and kind of really solidifying our relationships with our, you know, suppliers and manufacturers. And you know, that brings us to where we are now, kind of planning for this holiday. We're really, you know, we're just thankful as a team to be able to work on the projects and, you know, to do what we do.
So in thinking about this, I love the genesis of the story, because I think, you know, whether you're talking about marketing that you create, stories that you tell, products that you create, I think that sometimes recognizing that need of, well, I need this, and presumably, I mean, it doesn't work all the time, but presumably there's more people like me. So let's take a shot at this. And you're really, you know, aiming for, you know, making that desirable product. So I love that story.
Absolutely.
So what led you in looking at the blank sheet of paper? Well, obviously it's probably not blank. You've probably sketched out an idea for this this bag that needed to exist. But in looking at that blank sheet of paper when it comes to branding, what led you to this needs to be a personal brand, or a connection to at least your own personal brand, beyond this should be, you know, XYZ bags?
Yeah, I think background kind of played a lot in that. You know, my background, I came from kind of the streetwear world. So, you know, I worked in boutiques, I worked in kind of wholesale, I did trade shows, interior design. So I had a lot of consumer insight, a lot of consumer behavior and consumer research, like kind of under my belt, just from being a sales associate and a sales manager and a key holder, you know, standing on my feet 12 hours a day. So kind of seeing, you know, the kind of trends that are happening, specifically around kind of waste and trash. I mean, you know, billions of plastic bottles get thrown away every year. Tens of thousands of billboard vinyls are either brought into service or brought out of service, creating more waste. And, you know, consumers really starting to look more online and look for more out of the brands that they support. And it starts to say a little bit more about them. And even from a brand and like kind of individual standpoint, you know, we're much more connected now. We have far more friends, whether they're real or digital. And, you know, that creates this kind of sense of having to be unique, having to stand out, having to not necessarily be in the same club as someone else from a brand perspective. Back in the days, it was, I will, you know, look like someone else, and I'll, you know, be in the same like brand as they are, like logo wise. And, you know, now it's like much more about, you know, kind of not being a billboard for someone else necessarily, just kind of expressing yourself and kind of tying my personal brand, I guess, to the company brand. For lack of better words, I mean, I think just I've always had an aesthetic direction or kind of design perspective that I, you know, wanted to get across and like contribute. And to me, it was always a collection of like, you know, contributions of others that, you know, had either inspired me or influenced me in, you know, some shape or fashion. So the only way to really kind of appropriately name and kind of brand what I would be working on, you know, I thought would be Hamilton Perkins Collection. So that's kind of the genesis of the name. I went through a lot of names, you know, even before that. I ran a blog. It was called The Luxury Pursuit. And, you know, I think that looking at the work that I was doing at the time, I mean, I was really covering most of the high-end brands and kind of like bringing that to audiences that hadn't really discovered some of the things that they were working on. So I think brand is, you know, for us, it's been, you know, it's worked out to really have it be the name that it is. It stands out. There's not like, you know, as far as I know, there's no other Hamilton Perkins Collection, you know, collections out there. And, you know, I think it's something that's memorable for the most part, you know, and it's personal. And I think that creates like a certain connection, you know, to our existing audience and, you know, new audiences as well.
Well, that's a great point, because I do think there's something to the seeds of connection that we as people are, you know, strive for likability, as do brands. And I think when you do have kind of a person out in front, and then also as the named entity of the business brand itself, I think that you have some better tools to start building that connection with.
Yeah, totally.
So you were talking about all of the waste, and I think that that's another thing not to to lose sight of with your brand, because I think it almost sounds like, as much as, you know, if the quick way of saying it is that you as a consumer were looking for a bag that didn't exist, it's the short story, the, okay, well, why didn't exist? It sounds like a very big piece of that is the sustainability, is all of the waste that you were seeing. And I think that as another factor, as we talk about, you know, as you mentioned, people connecting with brands, that it's, you know, less and less of a basic transaction. Oh, I'm gonna give them money. I really don't care what they're doing. We like brands not just because they say clever and funny things, but because we know a little bit more about who they are and what they're doing. As well, how has that meaning that you've kind of crafted into really who Hamilton Perkins Collection is as a brand, how did that, I'm assuming that was a part of things from the get-go.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think our bet is that, you know, the industry's been producing products for customers the same way for several years, you know, a long time. And what we think is that the future should really include like a sustainable material to make those products. And we really chose basics, you know, as kind of a blank canvas, kind of literally or figuratively. It gives us a way to kind of like create a future where, you know, products are made from something that's been either recycled or upcycled. You know, it's just kind of one of those things that kind of 2019, 2020, 2025, 2030, like it's kind of just not acceptable to only make products out of like the, you know, the normal kind of the normal textiles and yarns and fiber. So we're going to be able to solve this kind of great dilemma overnight. We did partner with Thread International, who had already been working really hard on kind of, you know, creating sustainable fabric and canvases and jersey knits, while at the same time helping support dignified income opportunity in less developed nations. So, you know, our bags are actually made from Thread ground to good fabric. We use upcycled billboards like you might see on the side of the freeway or in a downtown area. We cut and sew our bags in Haiti. So we also, you know, have now expanded into shirts, and our shirts are also made from the recycled plastic bottle fabric. The blend is a 50% plastic and then 50% cotton blend. And they are, like I always like to say, they're 100% comfortable. Very soft hand feel, you know, no lack of quality. And that's really the thing that, from a brand perspective, I think we work on every day really hard to get it across, that even though they're, you know, made out of something sustainable, it doesn't mean that you're losing style or you're losing quality, because in the consumer's mind, that's kind of like, that's always been the status quo. Like, you know, it's always come across as very crafty or maybe not cool, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to make sustainability like cool, you know, we want to make like sustainable basics. So to your point and your question, that it was always our mission, was like to have good values about what we wanted to achieve. And, you know, we feel like we're just getting started.
Well, that's interesting. So many different things there. But I guess I got mentally lost on a tangent when you were talking about some people assume that things that are sustainable aren't as high fashion. And it, for whatever reason, all I could think of was, you know, when I was coming up and in elementary school, I remember like the first reams of like, oh, you can buy recycled notebook paper, and it looked kind of dirty. It looked kind of scuzzy, and it was and I think that was like the for a lot of people, that's a headspace that they're trapped in of, oh, the
absolutely,
it's got a nice story, but it doesn't look as nice. And I love that kind of intersection of, I don't know if you say
highly sustainable and high fashion, or what you call that, but it's a pretty cool space to play in.
Yeah, and I mean, you're absolutely right. I think it's just like something that is a big brand problem for what we can kind of tell. I mean, there's no reason that sustainability can't be kind of elevated. So that's pretty much what our role is. We try to make it a very seamless process for our customers, being able to check out at our web store at hamiltonperkins.com. We try to keep fresh images and just new content kind of going through our Instagram feed. Our handle is at Hamilton Perkins. And now starting to eventually get into, different markets and a physical presence. So kind of partnering up with retailers so that customers can see what we do online. We follow, kind of like where people's attention is and, try to surprise and delight them there. But then at the end of the day, if you want to come in either to our showroom in Virginia or in a city near you, you can go to a retailer and you can actually experience the product in person. And, if it's for you, then you can always purchase the product as well.
So here's another question that, you mentioned a brand problem. And boy, as you were, when I took things in the direction of old recycled paper, I think the other thing that is really compelling is your story. I mean, it's a lot, your product story. It's a lot more than, oh, we have the little environmental symbol and we buy some fabric that's a little more sustainable than most. I mean, cut and sewn in Haiti and just, it is a comprehensive story. And I'll bring that back to, I don't want this to seem glasses half empty, but the problem of a complicated story is that it's maybe hard to tell. So how do you do that? How do you make that a part of your various brand touch points?
I think it's about kind of going to the essence of what we do, which is, we're a bag company. We're a basic company. We sell basics. And the story from a brand perspective has to kind of start there. So, what do we do? We do style with a purpose. How do we do that? Well, we use one-of-a-kind lining. So basically, we're manufacturing uniquely designed, eco-friendly travel bags. They're handcrafted by Haitian artisans. They're trendy and sophisticated. There's bold pops of colors inside of every bag. There's art. There's a certain art direction from each bag that, at the end of the day, a customer can kind of get their own sensibility across in the bag. And that's something that, kind of communicating that it does come down to design is the very first thing, because if it doesn't look good or if it's not like a good quality, customer, isn't going to buy it and they don't want it. It could be a great like social impact story. It could be great branding, but if it's not like a good product, it's not going to sell. So after that, you have to kind of take into consideration like kind of quality, price point. Is it affordable? Our bags come in under $100, so they retail at $95. Mm-hmm. Our apparel, we have shirts that are right now starting at $25, crew necks, V-necks, just basic shirts. And then, the final piece of that is like kind of the social impact story and like, the fact that, we're creating income opportunities and, at the end of the day, we're trying to do a little bit more than, like you said, just, manufacture a product, but we want to make a product that basically helps from a social and from an environmental standpoint as well. So, this year we've recycled close to about 18,000 plastic bottles in the first half of this year, just kind of, getting things going. And last year we, made a couple hundred bags. This year we're moving into a few thousand bags. And then, by next year, we expect to ramp up to cross the 10,000 bag mark. So, I think having the core of what we do, like really be like kind of the first thing, and that's, we're a bag company. And then, after that, we also have some you know, things that kind of enhance our overall mission to kind of evolve the idea of the sustainable basic.
So are there touch points that you think are most important to your brand story? Surely the product itself, but in terms of, you know, where you're able to really get into it with that, with, you know, the big story of how the products are made. I presumably that's a big part of your website.
Yeah, I think, you know, from the fact that the product is made out of recycled plastic, you know, that's a big touch point. You know, it's created in a unique way with the billboard vinyl. You know, that's another kind of touch point or pillar. You know, and then, you know, the third thing is kind of the impact, you know, so like, you know, less carbon emissions from transportation, you know, less waste, you know, more income opportunities. These are kind of the key touch points. And, you know, we still, you know, we are kind of straddling the fashion industry and where that intersects with kind of travel and where travel kind of overlaps with, you know, kind of business sustainability. So kind of like in all three of those, you know, kind of areas is where, you know, we've basically started to see that there's a big white space. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's opportunity for branding and there's opportunity for, you know, us to kind of make a difference there.
So what's next? What are your kind of big goals as you look at where the brand is now and where it needs to be?
Yeah, I think so. Every single day for us is a brand exercise, and we're always working towards, you know, creating, you know, the vision. You know, we totally have a vision for where we want to be and, you know, what we want. We just want to, across the entire customer journey, just continue to refine, continue to improve, you know, continue to, you know, kind of work, you know, work with our customers. You know, we started with that. You know, we had a very collaborative design process in the early days where we brought potential customers in and got ideas from them and, you know, shared, you know, they shared feedback with us and we created products based on their specifications. So, we, you know, we'd love to, you know, continue to do more customer appreciation events in the future. And we've got some really cool things planned for all of the content that our customers are creating for us out on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, etc. You know, but I think, you know, just from where we want to go, I mean, we want to, you know, continue to like reinforce our concept of, you know, a sustainable company that's making eco-friendly products. So, you know, every single day is just like working towards that overarching goal.
I love your point about incorporating customer ideas, because I think that that's another kind of key modern building block of brands today. I mean, you have something that you stand for, which I think is huge, but I also think understanding the role that your people play in that and kind of the dynamic change in how we, you know, that it's not one-way marketing at our customers anymore, that they're doing exactly what you just talked about, and that's incorporating, you know, ideas that you're getting from them, whether that's directly into products, whether that's into events or other aspects of the brand. Because I think that when you take that or you present that feedback opportunity, what you're really doing, big picture wise, is making people a part of your brand.
Absolutely. And in that same way, I mean, people can see themselves in the brand. That's what we want to continue to do. We want to continue to be consistent and continue to, you know, come up with new ways to help, you know, people kind of see themselves in our brand.
Well, I think that's, you know, you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, I think that's what everybody's trying to do as well, to, you know, find some way to, to, again, you stand for something, they care about what you're doing, that's a great first step. But if people can feel like they are a part of that mission themselves, then there's there's really more done than not.
Totally.
So as we begin to think about wrapping up here, I realize that I may not have prepped you for my one gotcha question, or maybe I did, and I just haven't had enough coffee on this this lovely morning yet. I usually wrap up by asking for a brand that has made you smile recently. So wow. this and that wow tells me that it was indeed unprepped. but really just looking for, who are those brands that you look to that when we talk about some of these traits that, you know, you've aimed to emulate of, you know, standing for something. I would think if you look at it through that lens, you know, who are the brands that have kind of drawn that a similar ethical line, I don't know if ethical is the right word, that that you are looking to emulate as well, whose commitment you admire?
I mean, probably a no-brainer, but it's going to be Tesla Motors, or now it's just Tesla. I think from either courage or vision, you know, tenacity, however you kind of shape the lens or look through the lens at their company and their brand. I think, you know, there's a lot to learn there, and there's a lot to, you know, kind of be inspired by and to respect in such a, you know, from where at least I come from, you know, like a very difficult industry. I mean, every industry is difficult, but I would say, you know, just nothing but respect and, you know, kind of admiration for what they do.
That is a great example, and I was actually thinking of Tesla as well in terms of, you know, similar marketing approaches, in that you are kind of eschewing what else is kind of traditionally done in your respective sectors. So I would say that that's very much evident in what you're doing.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So, Hamilton, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Nick, everyone can find me at hamiltonperkins.com. We would love to hear from you, and we have prepared a discount code for the audience.
Oh, cool.
At checkout, if you just enter on brand, all one word, on brand, you will get $10 off of your first order. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear reviews. Feel free to leave a review. You'll also get another 5% off of your next order. If you share it on social media, you'll get another 10% off your next order. So, you know, we'd love to just get you to try us out and let us know what you think. And we do appreciate this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, we will certainly link up to that in our show notes, and thank you so much for the promo code as well. That's on brand for everyone listening. Thanks, Hamilton.
No sweat.
And before we go, I always like to flip the microphone around to our community. Recently, we got a shout out from Jeff Morris, Joe Morris, rather. Well, I'll give a shout out to Jeff Morris. I'm sure there's one out there. But Joe Morris, J Speedy Morris 22 on Twitter, gave us a shout out for our episode featuring Michael Brenner, in which he retweeted it about employee advocacy and noted, "Teach them to fish with the little fishing emoji." So an attention-getting shout out as well. And a reminder that you can find links to everything that we talked about over at onbrandpodcast.com. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, and RSS. Speaking of iTunes, if you like what you're hearing, head over there, give us a quick rating and review, help others find the show. And remember, On Brand is brought to you by my book, Get Scrappy, Smarter Digital Marketing for Businesses Big and Small. You can order now at Amazon and check out GetScrappyBook.com for special offers and extras. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.